Hey everybody, this is the Boomburst frontmen, Zach and Dozer. Yeah.
With a Boomburst special report.
Yeah, we got some, there's some like recent leaks that have been coming out on the internet recently.
And it's really insane. Yeah. It was originally discussed in the Pokemon Turf Wars Showdown server, and I thought it was just troll and spam. But I did a little bit more digging, and there's some actual validity to this, as there's more and more leaks coming out, more and more sources citing it as credible, and more outrage being poured from every single community that you can think of on the internet.
Yeah, so we've been seeing posts on, like GameFAQs.
Smogon. GameFAQs.
The Justin Flynn TV.
And even
the cesspool.
The cesspool of the internet known as 4chan. Yeah.
And it's about all these new hidden abilities being released.
Not just released, changed.
Yeah, there's a lot of big changes coming. And we kind of want, because this is all like big news, we decided we might want to do a quick recording just to talk about some of these, some of the ones that really strike us as either like odd or interesting or game changing for the Pokemon in general.
Mm-hmm. Now, the exact source of these leaks is not yet known, but a Pokemon Showdown moderator known as Eevee General stated they have upon a reliable source that is releasing some pretty game-changing information, they state. Apparently, Game Freak is going to start redoing the hidden abilities each generation, thus turning the entire competitive metagame upside down from one year to the next.
Yeah. And it does change a lot of things, but...
It really does, especially since, like, a lot of the hidden abilities are the things that make a lot of Pokemon competitively viable, yeah. Like Gale Wing's Talonflame.
Yeah, without...
Ring a Bell.
Without Gale Wing's Talonflame would be pretty much useless.
Pixelate Sylveon, which is currently dominating the VGC metagame.
Yeah, you don't... The next best thing, the only other ability it has is Cute Charm, which is... pretty crappy.
Laughable at best.
And then you have Pokemon with like... And then there's some Pokemon who don't even have a hidden ability. And they're...
poor Furfro.
Yeah, Furfro. But
Furfro, come
unfortunately,
on.
Furfro,
give Furfro huge power.
Unfortunately, Furfro isn't even on this list. So, yeah.
Pure power Furfro dreams have been crushed again.
Yes, they have been crushed, and I laugh at your crushed dreams. But let me
one day Game Freak Senpai will notice.
Let me try and cheer you up
and
a little
they
bit,
will
Dozer.
Listen.
So we're gonna start talking about a couple of abilities. I'm gonna talk about one that Dozer likes, is gonna be Umbreon. Apparently getting
Umbreon.
Filter, which is a
what?
Yeah. If you didn't
think
you didn't think Umbreon was bulky enough already, throw Filter on that thing. It's not going anywhere really quickly. Fighting type.
So
moves,
not all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally what made Vaporeon so much better than Umbreon, especially since they're both in the UU tier, is Umbreon's not as bulky in comparison and has more weaknesses, especially physical fighting type hits. It generally cannot take those very well.
Yeah.
Filter decreases the damage by 25%, I believe.
Yeah, so now it's only taking 1.25 for special effective moves. So it moves like close combat, even... like a hyper voice Sylveon pixelated mm-hmm. attack is not going to do that much to this thing, and you can this thing's going to live for a while and get what you need.
Yeah,
to
and
get
the
done.
Like, for example, a big significance of that is normally the reason that obviously one of our favorite Pokemon here, Boomburst Exploud, runs Focus Blast even with its low accuracy is because otherwise it gets walled by Bush Protect Umbreon, because that Boomburst can really only do 53% max, and along with the leftovers heal and wish, it can't break that without a crit.
No.
Generally, the Focus Blast allows it to break it, dealing, I think, closer to 60%?
I think it's either 60 or maybe it's around, like, 75.
Yeah, which even means that it can't stall it out. It can stall it out for a while, but now with Filter, that means it can PP stall out the entire move pool that the Focus Blast has on that Exploud. Pretty critical, if you ask
me. Yeah, really good.
Now, Umbreon's not the only evolution to get its ability to change. In fact, all of them get it, including Eevee.
Yeah, Eevee actually gets Protean.
Protean.
But...
It's
not really, I wouldn't really consider that a big change. You really don't see Eevee used. The most you'll see it is in, like, LC, but most of the time Little Cup Eevee is the best.
But still, but adaptability now...
it's its main ability, so I don't see why they would run Protean is its new hidden ability. I don't see why they'd run Protean over adaptability.
But it still makes sense, being as Eevee's one of the Pokemon that is known to evolve into various different types. I can see where they do that because it makes a lot of lorical sense.
Yeah, and it's better than anticipation by a lot of ways.
But now a really big change, and I mean a really big change is coming with these evolutions, is, get it, Dry Skin Vaporeon.
That's pretty, yeah.
That's pretty significant.
It's pretty different. You really wouldn't
losing
think...
Losing that hydration.
Yeah.
To get dry skin and water absorb.
Yeah, it's...
As its abilities.
Yeah, it doesn't really make too much sense, in my opinion. Of course, some of these are just like... from what the creator was looking for, I think some of them are kind of testing ones that Game Freak's looking for, just to see what they can be. And with these leaks, they could be mistranslations as well. That's always a possibility. But the one I really like, because this is my favorite evolution, never mentioned on the show, is Glaceon getting Refrigerate.
Refrigerate, an amazing ability for Glaceon.
And honestly, all the evolutions can learn Hyper Voice, and any type of type-changed Hyper Voice is amazing. Refrigerate is going to be able to knock out big threats like Mega Salamence. It's going to be able to easily KO things like Garchomp coming in. Glaceon's a pretty bulky Pokemon when it comes to taking hits too, so I'm really happy about this.
Yeah, but I mean, I think one of the most broken things that we can look at on here is gotta be that pure power Mega Alakazam.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to change the way that Alakazam is played. I mean, it does have access to all the elemental punches, Drain Punch.
Not to mention, it can now be a mixed sweeper. Exactly. Mega Alakazam. Because it's got, I mean, yeah, it's only got a 50 base attack stat, but that's the same as Azumarill, and Azumarill's OU with huge power, which is pretty much the same thing as pure power.
Plus, Alakazam's ability of Trace really didn't help it out too much. I mean, yeah, you got to change your ability, and that would sometimes help. But having an ability that actually benefits it this time is really good for it. And even regular Alakazam with Magician is going to be pretty interesting to play with. I love using Delphox just because of the whole, like, Power Herb, Solar Beam into Magician, or like Citrus Berry Magician, and it's really fun to play around with.
I think you're forgetting one really important thing about that,
yeah,
though. Abracadabra Alakazam is Magician.
I know, David Copperfield's gonna sue their ass off
so hard.
Yeah. Let's look at some other ones. One that really struck me as amazing is going to be Quagsire getting Sapsipper, making it another Pokemon. I think now there's only two Pokemon families now who have no weaknesses with that Sapsipper. And that crazy.
Not just that, but Quagsire having an incredible amount of resistances in bulk. Now its biggest weakness has become a strength.
Exactly. And it does have a few special attacks it can take advantage of with that Sapsipper ability. So...
Scald being a big one.
Ice Beam, Earth Power.
So pretty.
So it's going to be definitely a huge competitor. And then we're going to look at some more obscure ones. We've got the Swellow getting Aerialate, which anytime you see one of these elate abilities, you usually means that you can get off some really crazy stuff going on. Aerialate Boom Burst. Definitely better than
Beastly.
It's going to be way better so than what Mega Salamence's Aerialate Hyper Voice has been, and it's crazy to me. Any that stand out to you, Dozer?
The big one that's standing out to me right now is Slow Start Magikarp.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Magikarp's... Magikarp...
Can't keep doing
Magikarp
this.
Really didn't, like... He really didn't benefit from Swift Swim in any way, so... And honestly, if you're using a Magikarp, there's really no point to it. Moving into its evolved form, Gyarados, It gets, what does Gyarados get again? I actually lost the page. Gyarados gets Water Veil, which is, it's okay at best. And
this
then
is ridiculous.
Mega
Zach,
Gyarados
Zach,
gets
this is...
Strong Jaw, which can benefit from two moves. By the way, this Zach. Is complete.
I can't keep doing this.
I can't either. Okay, so.
the amount of people who are taking this as fact is just ignorance is everywhere.
Now, you want to know the worst part about this? In this leak, there's now another Mega Evolution with freaking Magic Bounce. And
it's so stupid. Now, here's the thing. Here's what happened. The moderator on Smogon posted this, EV General, but it's posted in Pet Mods. And it's bolded right at the top of the post. Since I've been getting a lot of hate for this, PMs versus VMs, messages on Showdown, bricks thrown through my window, spit in my eyes. Before you question the authenticity of these leaks, please perform yourself on what a pet mod is.
Yes. Basically, what a pet mod is a completely different metagame. It's not...
Fan-made.
It's fan-made. It's like fake mons. It's like playing... your seasonal matches that they have going on right now, they're fun, but they aren't actual metagames. They aren't anything that's going to be in the physical copies of the game. This is all stuff that's completely fan-made. You're basically bringing in stuff like the fake Pokemon at the bottom of the Smogon list for these things.
And it's like... Like, there's so many people out here in the Pet Mods forum. Showdown forum members. So many of them. I think what happened is in one of the lobbies, someone posted this. And the mod presented this to give it some kind of flair as if it was something that was real and plausible. Just to kind of, you know, fantasize about what things could be.
Yeah.
And it was apparently so convincing that a huge chunk of the Smogon community thought it was true. I think there's some YouTubers who reported on it and then have taken their videos down, realizing that they pulled a dumb. And there's like three big threads that I can find when you Google this. There's one on GameFAQs, of course, we mentioned JustinFlynn.tv. And
4chan, unfortunately. And like,
yes,
you have to give this guy credit. He did... do a good job with his ideas, basically theory modding some of these things
and presenting them as leaks is brilliant, because they even went through and made fake pages.
Yeah. Like that's probably the best thing about this leak, or some of the pages. Exactly. Well, of course, like link pictures of these in the comments of the not the comments but the
episode the description.
So they're just they're basically, to put this in perspective, they are the Pokemon Global Link images of the Pokemon, but also you see mixes of, like, the Gen 5 Black and White, and actually, no, wait. No, that's there, not even Black and White. That's the Heart Gold Soul Silver Dragonite.
Yeah. I mean, they're about... as fake can get. But, and everyone's here going like, they're fake. Fake. Some of these, like, are even Gen 3 sprite images.
Which one? Wait.
With the Bulbasaur, Charizard, the Ivysaur, and the Squirtle. Where it's got the Carvanha, the Paris, and the Arbok. Those are Gen 3 in-game sprites.
Oh, yeah. And then there's also another one. If I can find this, hold on. It's a picture of the legendary birds, which is one of my favorites. It's got like all of them paired up. So you see like because they leak it off as the legendary birds are now getting weather based abilities. So of course you'd be like
Moltres
is getting drought, makes sense. Articuno is getting snow warning, makes sense. And then Zapdos is getting drizzle, because why not?
Why not? You want those thunders to not miss, yeah. Man.
But, I mean, they're basically passing off as, like, all these are all changing now, and they're going to change every single year and stuff like that. And it's not true.
Every new generation, and there's so many people that thought this was
now,
true.
Here's the thing. I can kind of buy into the fact that, yes, people would kind of understand this, because they have changed hidden abilities in the past. And we know
they have.
Because they've changed, yeah. Was it Scolipede, Chandelure.
Yeah, it went from Quick Feet to Speed Boost, which was a huge change.
And the Legendary Birds. I don't remember what Articuno's and Moltres's, but Zapdos's, I believe at one point, was Volt Absorb, and it switched over to Static.
To Static. Yeah. Yep.
So, really interesting there. Oh, God. We have the Reggie picture, too, and that's the one that kills me, because... You've got all the global link images, and then the Registeel from the strategy guy.
No, the best part about that is it's at the bottom. You have Frisk Darkrai.
Oh yeah, there's
and I just
like some of these abilities are, if they were true, would be incredibly like. Ridiculous. One, for example, is going to be that they have in this new metagame is normalize Regigigas. And Regigigas, there was a point at the before the VGC season started, I was telling Dozer, look, best combo coming up is going to be Mega Audino plus Regigigas equals GG, because you just skill swap and then go for game with a healer Regigigas. I mean... But normalize Regigigas, who will always get stab, that'd be scary if it was true.
Yeah, another thing that's really frightening is Nidoqueen, Nidoking with Parental Bond.
I know, they have to share Kangaskhan's baby now, I guess. But
Now, just to put this in perspective, those Pokemon get Super Fang.
Yeah.
in their move pool, which means with Parental Bond, that's cutting your Pokemon's HP by 75% no matter what your defenses are in a single hit.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then we have some nice like Mega Pokemon synergy going on with Abomasnow. See, the way that it's working is basically Pokemon are giving you hidden abilities, and then the Mega's abilities are being completely changed. So
what you have is Abomasnow itself has Snore Warning to set up that the hail, and then Mega Abomasnow has Snow Cloak to give it some more.
It gives it evasion,
I guess. Oh, evasion! Yeah, that's it. Gives it evasion. It's Ice Body. It's Ice Body that heals. Yep. Snow Cloak gives it evasion.
Yeah, which is great, actually.
So those fire attacks can now miss, and you can live another turn. Yeah.
And then some other ones, we have like a good bit of the legendary Pokemon got some overhauls too. As we already said, we have the Frisk Darkrai, because why would you want to take...
Why not? Why not?
We have things like Celebi.
Getting pixely.
I figured that was going to be the one that we would start busting out laughing over.
No, man, you just don't understand the power of... You know, getting up that Pixelate Swords Dance after you set up that Pixelate Substitute, and then you can just sweep everything with that Pixelate Double Edge.
Yeah, I mean...
And it's like, GG. And when you're about to die, Pixelate Perish.
Pixelate Recover.
Pixelate Recover.
Look, God. The only thing... The reason I'm laughing at... And this is the same reason with Gyarados. Gyarados has two moves it can take advantage of the Strong Jaw ability with. It has Ice Fang and has Crunch, and that's it. And Celebi only has Return, Hyper Beam, if you even want to call Hyper Beam viable, and Double Edge as moves.
You know, Hyper Beams actually has seen use on some Sylveon sets in VGC.
It's very different, but it's a very risky move to use.
Basically, what it's generally used for is to get that guaranteed KO on the last Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's for that, because that's a really powerful hit, because you get the 150, I think, is what Hyper Beam is, on top of the 50% boost from the, or is it 30%, with the Pixelate ability.
Pixelate just turns it straight into Stab. So basically, you're looking now at a, it's 150 for Hyper Beam?
No. Pixelate also increases the move's power a little bit. All the E8 abilities... Give it a, like an extra power boost on top of
stuff. Oh, I didn't know that. So it's like
It's like a 30% power boost.
So it's basically a an 80% increase to its power.
No, because it's I don't know how it's calculated, but how I think it is, it's the base power of the move, the 30% from the E8 ability, the 50% from the stab, and then I think on top of that it's a boost for any held item like choice.
Okay, so you're saying that's staggered. So what we're looking at
30%. Yeah, it stacks.
So we're looking at 30% for 150, you're looking at 200 already. And then 50% of that, you're looking at 300. And then we're going to throw life orb on there because... And you're looking at a 450 power move.
That's almost as bad as refrigerate explosion.
Yeah.
Because that was the big deal with the refrigerate explosion.
Like, it's guaranteed to KO. Regardless pretty of much. It being, like, a shuckle or whatever.
It's gonna die.
It's gonna die a horrible death.
Horrible, painful death. And it's gonna be beautiful. It's late. We're recording this really late because we were just kind of, like, laughing at this and everyone thinking it was real. Now, no offense to the people who think it was real. We don't want to, like, hate on you. We're not making fun of you. We're just, it's more that an entire community, just, there's this explosion so many places of people thinking it was real. It was like the ultimate troll trick.
Yeah, this was pretty hilarious.
It was, it's, like, I didn't know that it had become, like, such a big thing. I saw it on Twitter, because there's some people talking about it, I think to, like, Verlis on Twitter about how stupid Smogon is, and how many Smogonites are believing this mega list. This thread had like 1500 views, live viewers, like people viewing it at once.
Yeah, it's in like, I'm sitting there, and I was at the symphony tonight. I'm sitting there in intermission because I was about to update the Twitter, and I'm just seeing all this crap go down. I'm like, I'm just gonna go ahead and close this for now. I'll come back to it later.
So we can laugh and
love it. Yeah, like, but jeez,
it's glorious.
But no, like, and like some of these, they are like understandable, and they are really interesting, and mm-hmm. they are really cool. I didn't even see this one earlier. Pixelate Togekiss. Which, oh my goodness.
That.
But
it's already fairy.
It's already well, yeah. But Pixelate Togekiss gets stab boost.
Why would you? I suppose it's the same with Pixelate Sylveon. It's just.
Well, the point of the Illate abilities is to give them stab on top of that. So basically giving them an 80% increase. You're thinking of like, yeah.
I had my. It's pretty late here. It's like.
Anyway, so, like. And I'm not saying all these are dumb ideas, because a lot of them are really good ideas and ideas that I wish would be implemented. For one example,
props to Eevee General for coming up with a lot of these, because we've done mega specials before. We've done the Gen 6 one. We've got the Gen 5 one that we're editing now that should be released in a few days from this post, hopefully.
Maybe. Depending on what happens in the next couple days, maybe.
Yeah, we've got a lot of content that we're trying to get out, and not everything's coming there. But regardless, like, it's a lot of thinking on our parts to be like, is this a good ability for this Pokemon? Yeah. And this,
you're
like,
bound to have a couple flops with some ideas. Because, I mean...
But no, like, this person, there's... I don't know how long this list is, but it's got to be over a couple... It's got to be, like, a couple hundred Pokemon.
Yeah, it's...
Or something like that. It's huge. It's
enormous. But, like, there's a bunch here that do look like really cool abilities that would change the Pokemon and make them interesting to play.
Filter Umbreon would be
awesome.
Victory Star Pikachu is another one that we didn't talk about.
Yeah, that was one I was figuring we were going to laugh about.
I think that'd be fun.
Well, it's Victory Star Raichu as well. So, and yeah. Victory Star Pichu. One that I love now is going to be, would be the Rotom Fan with Motor Drive, which makes Rotom Fan suck Fan a little usable. Less.
It's usable now. One that I really liked was Gale Wing's Swanna.
Oh, yeah. You get the Priority
Hurricane. That Priority Hurricane, Priority Defang, Priority Roost.
Yeah.
A priority air slash, if you want to go that route. I'm gonna flinch you.
Some great moves. Ooh. There. We've got things like Bulletproof Emboar, which I don't know why you would need that exactly.
If you want that hardcore Mega Lucario
character. Maybe. Intimidate Hexorus. We've got things like Torrent Keldeo.
Torrent Keldeo. all of the...
I can't take that one seriously. Prankster Mr. Mime.
Trying to see. Prankster Mr. Mime. That'd be really good.
Defiant Tauros. Very different.
That'd be fun to play with.
Mega Launcher Lucario. And then Guts Mega Lucario.
That's for people. One thing that I found really interesting is like the elemental monkeys got chlorophyll, solar power, and swift swim in this list, respectfully.
Yeah.
Making them somewhat usable.
Kinda. I still wouldn't run one on a team. And then we have things like Suction Cup Starmie. Cause you know you don't want to get rid of your life orb from a knockoff if you somehow survive the knockoff. But
or heatproof Volcarona,
yeah,
to just hate on fire. I guess so. It's no longer neutral fire damage. Woo.
Toxic boost Gligar, because you know toxic heal was just a bad ability in general.
Exactly.
Make it boost its attack. It doesn't need to be bulky. We've got rough skin Blastoise. And Solid Rock Mega Blastoise. Which, in all honesty, is horrible.
Not. But if we want to talk about horrible, that Flame Body Mega Charizard
Y. Flame Body Mega Charizard Y, you're going to see a new meta. I mean, you're going to see things like Follow Me on Mega Charizard Y.
And it's going to, like, burn it's everything?
Burn everything. But... You know, shed.
It's nowhere near as great as Aroma Veil Mega Charizard. Yeah,
but no. See, Shed Skin Charizard, that's going to be like the ultimate Rest Talker. Or the ultimate, like, rest. No more Resto Chesto Charizard. Just is going to be amazing. And we've got things like, just looking at this list. Honestly, would you play this? Is what I'm asking right now. Would you play in this meta?
Just to I can't say, because there's some things that are like really interesting, but there's so many things that are just ridiculous.
Yeah, like one sticks out to me.
All Deoxys forms get telepathy.
Which it's their hidden ability, over pressure, for their normal ability, which honestly I'd still run pressure. And the best part about these are that they're their hidden abilities, so you still have your options to your main ones, but you still have the problem of the hidden ability is what you usually want to run on the Pokemon. A great one I see is Moxie Staraptor, which is scary.
Yeah. Another fun one I see is Defiant Entei.
Ooh, yes.
There's also competitive Raikou going along the same line, and then Swift Swim Suicune.
Yeah, very, very canonical.
Try saying that 10 times fast. Try saying that 10 times Swift fast. Swift Swim Suicune.
Shut up. And then we've got Magic Guard Mega Audino, which there could be some shenanigans with Magic Guard Mega Audino, to say the least. Wait.
What?
Wait.
Magic Guard Mega Audino. What are you talking about, Zach?
I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
I'm looking at that Sandstream Gliscor, though.
That's the Gligar, isn't it?
No, Gliscor has Sandstream. Gligar has Toxic Boost.
Oh, I was backwards.
Yeah, Gligar had immunity before.
Yeah. Sandstream, pretty decent, I'd say the least. It adds to, we're up to now 3 Pokemon now with Sandstream.
But no man. Iron Barbs.
You're going to be running Jolteon with Rocky Helmet from now on. And I want fan art of Rocky Helmet Jolteon, because that would be amazing.
Clipper, get on it,
Clipper.
Furcoat Flareon, I actually like.
Yeah, it's a nice idea.
The idea of, because Flareon actually doesn't have that bad special defense. Well, it's still horrible in comparison to many, many other things.
Yeah.
Especially other evolutions. But it's a passable special defense. And give it for Coat to double its physical defense, you can really add a lot of bulk to there. Because in Turf Wars, I had a fun Flareon where I ran it with as a special defensive cleric, and I called it Not Quite Moonshine.
We're also missing a couple of really interesting ones as well. Guts Braviary. Very different.
Yeah, that could be really interesting. I think with the Flame Orb, that puts its attack stat up to about 538.
Which is crazy.
But the thing is, it's not going to be lasting very long because it's a real Pokemon in general. A lot of its moves, like Brave Bird and Double Edge,
they get boosted by its recoil. Hidden ability at this moment. We got Furcoat Dewgong. Since we were talking about Furcoat.
Why not? A lot of these just kind of seem to be like, why not?
Intimidate Dusclops and Dusknoir, which...
I want Why Not to be the mascot Pokemon of this original metagame.
The Why Not.
That they're making. Because that's, like, I'm reading through this and I'm seeing some of these abilities and the only explanation I can find is,
why not? Why not? To wrap this all up with the why not, you give it multicolor and just have a field day, basically.
Mm-hmm. And basically, from what I can see, what's going on with this is there's actually going to be a ladder for this. It's being coded, and they're going to try and make it playable, and it's going to be called Hidden OU. So in some way, this is real. It's just not Game Freak official.
Yeah.
So you should eventually, I'm assuming there's going to be a showdown update by the looks of this, where they're going to include the Hidden OU somewhere in there, and that's where you're going to be able to play with all these fun hidden abilities, and you're going to run that Mega Charizard Y Flame Body with Follow Me and troll the hell out of everyone.
But it all comes down...
Except for the fact that it's OU, and that means it's singles.
Yeah. but, I don't know. Here's another question, Dozer. Is this legal in Turf Wars?
No.
Because that's a big one. They're going to have to distinguish that also with coding, with what is legal in their hidden abilities and what is not legal.
Yeah, that's why I think it's going to take a while to code this, because... Well, or maybe not, because basically all they have to do is go through their files and change the abilities that are matched per Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's what sounds like the easy way for me, but I don't know how Showdown's coded. Even though I'm kind of run a server, I don't host it, I don't do that, that's all Shaman. Thank you, Shay Shay. So.
Yeah, so.
All I know, to wrap this up, for those of you who thought this was real, you've been trolled. For those of you who are still thinking that this is a thing, you're a fool.
Well, it is a thing, but it's not an official thing. It's a fan
official
thing.
It's a
Rotom fan
thing. For the person who made this, for the person who made this, I love you.
You put a lot of good. You put a lot of good effort, and I give you a gold star. But there's a lot of...
And your pitch apparently was convincing enough to make the entire Pokemon community in an uproar thinking this was real.
I know.
That's my favorite part.
You, my friend, have succeeded. Whether or not this catches on or not, whether or not you get witch hunted because of this, you still have a markdown in our book as one of the coolest guys on the internet right now because of what you have done. And it is
so
amazing.
Anyone reading this, what I want you to do, I want you to go to this thread, I want you to like it, and I want you to send love and support, because this is an awesome idea. I want to play this. This is going to be something crazy and fun. And the fact that so many people thought it was real is just going to make it that much better.
Exactly. So.
Like I say, there's no such thing as bad publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Well, there is. It happened with a car dealership and a pizza guy, but we'll go into that on another point. I've been Syracos.
I've been Dozer. And this has been your Boom Burst Special Report.